Man, praise God. It's good to see each one this morning. We're going to make a start in the service. We're going to turn to number 314 in the Redemption Hymn Book. Ask me not, O gentle Saviour, hear my humble cry. While another's are calling, do not pass me by. Number 314 in the Redemption Hymn Book on number 108 FM on your radios. Praise God. She's related to John and Carl, that's Alan McAllister's niece. That would be Carl's brother-in-law. So we want to just bring this little child before the Lord this morning in prayer, believed to be COVID, and want to ask the Lord to touch her and raise the little child up. While we were just in our cars this morning, praise God, while our heads are bowed, just if you have something on your heart, you know the Lord can see you. I might be able to see you, but the Lord sees you and the Lord knows. And let the Lord undertake for you this morning, because He's a burden bearer this morning. And He heals, and He saves, and He answers prayers. So let's just bow our heads this morning. Our precious God and Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning that we can be gathered again in Your precious name, Lord Jesus. We thank You, Lord, that You're not a God who's afar off, but You're a very present help, the Word says, in the time of trouble. Lord, we thank You, Lord, that in the time of trouble, Lord, we call upon You and You're there. We thank You, Lord, that You're everywhere. No matter where we go, You're there and You've been there already. We ask You, Lord, this morning, indeed, for the hearts and for the bodies of the people that's gathered here, Lord, for situations, Lord. Lord, whatever their circumstance may be, Lord, we know that You're able to take care of it, Lord. And we know, Lord, that You care. Lord, Peter said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. We thank You, Lord, that Your word instructs us that You take care of us, and that You said that You know every sparrow that falls to the ground, and You make provision for them. And You said that we were much more important than many sparrows. So Lord, we lift up before You this little girl this morning. Lord, I don't even know her name, but Lord, You know her. And Lord, we just indeed pray that You will touch her little body. And Lord, rid her from this COVID in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke, Lord, the life-threatening illnesses over her body now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the strong man and spoil his goods over her life. And we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that You'll raise her up to be a living testimony for You, Lord Jesus Christ, how that You spared her life, Lord. And we pray that from a young age, You'll save the child, Lord, and help her to be an astonishment to all those that would be surrounding her and her family in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that You'll use her life for Your own glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And Lord, we ask You this morning for the ones that's gathered here, Lord, for any that has any needs. Lord, You know the heart of every man and woman, Lord. If there's a heart that's broken, we pray, Lord, that You'll give comfort and heal up the broken heart. Lord, if there's someone this morning has a pressing worry on their mind, Lord, take care of it. For Your word says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We pray, Lord God, You'll help us, Lord, and comfort us with Your word. And help us, Lord, in every circumstance, in every trial, in every situation. If there's someone looking, Lord, for instruction, Lord, to make a decision, Lord, we pray that You'll grant that in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in all our ways we should acknowledge You, and Your word says that You would direct our paths. Lord, we thank You, Lord, that You're interested in the things that we do. We thank You, Lord, that You love us, Lord, and we thank You, Lord, that You care for us. We thank You, Lord, that You're willing to help us, more willing than we are even willing to ask. But Lord Jesus, we just ask You now this morning that us, we're gathered here, that You will come and minister to each and every one of us, Lord. Let us feel Your presence. And Lord, let us, Lord, be ministered by Your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just pray, Lord, now that You'll bless even the one that comes and opens up Your word this morning. Bless him with the Holy Ghost and with fire in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And I ask You, Lord, this morning, Lord, that us, even the preacher, would be silent, that the Holy Ghost will continue to move on and minister on in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Accept now of our praise and accept of our thanks as we say thank You, Lord Jesus Christ, for all that You've done for us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Can we turn over to number 305? I haven't sang this in a while. Now people try and sing this.
Jesus, get it. It's troubling now.
I'm going to go on ahead. I think the microphone's still working, so we're 305 in the Redemptional Hymn Book. Under the burden of guilt and care, many a spirit is grieving, who in the joy of the Lord might share life everlasting receiving.
Under the
Yeah.
last thing, of course, saying before we hand over to our brother Jackie this morning, we bring in God's word. Amen. Can we just sing that little chorus, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Pastor Tommy. It's great to be back with you again. You know, don't worry about the weather. I was just saying to Jen coming over, even if it rains, may it turn into showers of blessing. Not just normal rain, the rain of God. If there's ever a day that we needed the rain of God upon us, it's today, with everything that's happening. Amen. So it's great to be here, and I believe the Lord has put this word in my heart. So I want to encourage us all. I want to encourage us to go forward in God, and not to be going backwards, and not to be sitting on the fence, because when you sit on the fence, you're going nowhere, and sooner or later the devil's going to come, and he's going to knock you off the fence. Amen. So I just want to pray, I want to commit this time on to the Lord, that He will get all the honor, and that He will get all the glory. Amen. Father, we just come right now, and your word says to come boldly to the throne of grace in time of need. And Lord, this morning, we're needy people. Lord, we need you because without you, we can do nothing. And Lord, for this time together, we commit it on to you. We pray that you will have your way because you are the way maker. You are the miracle worker. You are the promise keeper. You are the light in the darkness. That's who you are. And this morning we just say, have your way, Holy Spirit. Just move from heart to heart. And Lord, we pray this morning that you will change lives. We pray even for those that may listen by the internet or whatever means they may listen. Lord, that you will penetrate hearts. Lord, that you will save lives. Lord, that you will heal bodies. Lord, that you'll set the captives free. And through it all, that you will get all the honor and all the glory, because we ask these things in the lovely and the beautiful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to speak about the issues of life. And we have all got issues. There's some issues are not so good, and there's some issues are beautiful. But I believe it's how we handle them. I believe it's what we do with them. And you know something? We have to turn to the Lord as we go through all these issues in life, that he will keep his hand upon us and bring us through. I want to read a couple of two or three verses here, and I'm going to go quickly for time's sake, because time is always against us. Amen. And I don't want to keep anybody too late. And you know something? 15 minutes under the anointing of God is much greater than speaking an hour myself. So may it touch your hearts. Open your hearts this morning. I hope you have come to receive. Not to receive from me, but to receive the word of God. Receive what God wants to say to you. Receive what God wants to do in your life. Amen. If you turn to, I'm going to go quickly, so if you want to even take down notes, that's okay. Psalm 68, verse 19 and 20. And the Bible says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits. Isn't that beautiful? Do you know something? I could open the door and go back to the car, and that could be quite sufficient. Who daily loadeth us with benefits. I hope that excites you, because it excites me, who daily loads us up with benefits. Every morning that you get up, you've been daily loaded. It blows me away, folks. Even the God of our salvation, Selah, that means pause. Think on that. Think on the statement that has been said. Let's go on to verse 20. And it goes on and says, he that is our God. That's very personal. He that is our God. Is he your God this morning? Do you know him personally? I hope you do, because if you don't, you can. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God belong the issues from death. Basically, what that means, the Lord belongs the issues. What does that mean? The escapes, the deliverances from death, because you're in the palm of his hand. You mightn't realize it this morning. You might feel far off from God. But friends, I want to say it to you, you're in the palm of his hand. Now Proverbs, quickly down to Proverbs. These here, copied down here for speed. Proverbs 4 and 23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Solomon could say here, keep. What's he saying here, keep? He means to watch. He means to guard your heart. Gary was singing about the heart there. You know, the Bible says, the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. And who can know it? I believe the heart of men and women can be opened the right and the wrong way. Even in a believer's life, you can open the wrong door. You can open the wrong avenue. Shut them wrong doors, dear friend. and open the door to God Almighty. Open the door to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to minister to your heart. Amen. Watch, guard thy heart with all diligence. What does that word diligence mean? It means watchfulness. We need to be watchful. Careful. For out of it are the issues of life. Here we have two amazing scriptures. It's speaking of issues from death. And the other scripture, it's speaking issues of life. And that's why I've said, I made the title on this sermon, Issues. What's your issue this morning? What are you going through? I want to say this. God's sovereign. God is totally in control. Don't be getting in despair of what's going around in the world. Don't be getting in despair of what's happening in the body of Christ. I'm going to make this statement. And I said it to somebody the other day. The Church of Jesus Christ is too good to point their finger at the sin in the world when the sin is in the camp. They're sitting in the body of Christ and they need to repent to get right with God. I'm not saying this to condemn anyone. We need to be real. We wonder why there's no blessings. We wonder why there's no miracles. Yes, there's miracles, don't get me wrong. But there should be greater miracles. There should be greater healings. People is dying before their time. Take note. God's sovereign. But you know something? He has given us all a free will. He has given us a free choice. And it's what we do with this free choice in the issues of life. It's how we handle them. Knowing that He saves us. Knowing that He heals us. Knowing that He delivers us. Knowing that He rescues us from the enemy. You know, we go through different issues in life. But it's what we do with them. Do we learn from the past issues that we have went through? We should. You know, think about issues of life. And I love this word life. And when you break it up, L-I-F-E, do you know what it spells? Life is for enjoying. L-I-F-E. But you know what? It's not for enjoying in the pleasures of this world. It's for enjoying with God. It's enjoying God in the walk with God. Enoch had a testimony that he pleased the Lord. Enoch walked with the Lord. Friends, we need to realize he that has his son has life. Have you got the son this morning? Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, John 10 and 10 could say, the thief has come to steal and for to kill and to destroy. But Jesus has come to give us life. There's that word again. Life and life more abundantly. Life to the full. Life flowing over. Do you want to receive that this morning? Even with the issues you're going through. You know something? We can be going through issues. But God can be still blessing us. Because that scripture that I read at the first. That He daily loads us with benefits. Even when we go through this scene of time. Even when we go get the downers. Friends, we need to rise up. But you know what? I believe it's all down to faith. See this book, this precious book. From start to finish, it's a book of faith. But you know, for me to simplify it. And sometimes we can make it too complicated. Faith is simply trusting God. Taking God at His word. Taking God at His promises. That's what faith is. Believing what He's saying to us. Do you believe Him this morning? Even with the issue you're going through this morning. Even with the problem you're going through. Will you trust Him this morning? Will you rely upon Him? Amen. See, there's a solution, friends. There's a solution for every problem in life. And that's the lovely Lord Jesus. See, when we take our eyes off him, we're in trouble. Just like Peter. When Jesus was walking across the Sea of Galilee, and the sea was like a sheet of glass, and he said, "Peter, come forth." He bid him to come. And we all know the story. And Peter came. And I believe he literally walked on the top of the sea. But you know, when he took his eyes off him, he began to sink. And we're all like that. We have all done it. But I urge you this morning, keep your eyes on the Master, regardless what you're going through. Keep your eyes on him. Amen. You know why? Because with God, all things are possible. As an odd scripture says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Do you believe that this morning? Amen? Nothing shall be impossible. But the key is we need to believe. We need to trust. Do you trust him this morning with the issues in life? Keeping an eye on the time. Time goes quickly. I want to read this story. It's 9 verses. But it's a very applicable what I'm speaking about this morning. And maybe you feel like this lady here. And it's an amazing account. It's more than a story, because sometimes a story can be fake. But this story, this account, is real because it has happened. It's found in Mark chapter 5, and it's reading from 25 to 34. And the Bible says, "And a certain woman." We all know the story, but it's good to be reminded of it. Because sometimes as we read the scriptures, there's things we see that we have never seen before. This certain woman, no name given. That's what I love about it. God's no respecter of persons. "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew the worse." Maybe you feel like that this morning. "Then she heard of Jesus." Amen. There was a day in all our lives that we have heard of Jesus, that we have met with him. Amen. Aren't you glad? Can you look back to that day that you met the Lord Jesus Christ and he saved you and he set you free? This woman had heard of Jesus, of all the miracles that he was doing. And here it says, "And she had heard of Jesus and came in the press behind him." She came into the crowd behind him and touched his garment. He's only one touch away, friends. He's only one touch away if you will reach out and touch him. "For she said, if I may touch." She said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." You know, I often think about this woman. She was talking to herself. Sometimes it's healthy to talk to herself. But you know, as this woman was talking to herself, she was building up faith, because the results comes. She said, "If I may touch him, just his clothes. For she said, I may touch him, but his clothes, and I shall be whole." What faith? What faith for a woman that wasn't saved? Because at the end verse we see that she was made whole. She got the whole package. Amen. But she says, "I shall be made whole." Verse 29 says, "And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague." See, a plague can be an issue to keep troubling you. And Jesus immediately, knowing, I love that, in himself, that virtue, that word virtue means power. See, when she touched him, power went out of him. You know, it was faith, the faith of that woman that came to Christ and touched his clothes, and the faith of that woman drawed the power out of the master and made her whole. That's what's wrong with us today. We come to him with no faith, and then we wonder what's wrong. This woman, she wasn't even a believer, and she came and touched him. It was healthy that she chatted to herself, that she talked to herself. Sometimes people will think this is mad, but sometimes we need to be mad that we can become whole. And this woman, she was determined. Nothing would stop her. I hope this morning that you're determined. You're determined in your faith. You're determined in your walk with God. That nothing will stop you. That nothing will hold you back. Yet you will go forward with him. Verse 31 says, "And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thugging thee, rubbing up against thee, and saying, Thou, who touched me?" Don't forget, the multitude of people that was around Christ was bumping into them, was rubbing up against them, but there was nobody had faith there to draw the power, to draw the virtue. But this little woman, who was unclean, who shouldn't have been out with the Levitical law, she should have been outside the walls, she should have been outside the gates. She was determined, and I love her determination. Nothing would stop her, not the laws of man. But she was coming to the Supreme One. And you know, all these people was rubbing up against him. And then he made the statement, "Who touched me?" And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling. That's the key. Fearing and trembling. Knowing what was done in her body. See, when he touches you and when he makes you whole, you know. You don't need some pastor coming. You don't need some evangelist. You don't need Jackie McNeil coming and telling you you're whole. You'll know within your body. You will know within yourself, like this woman, that she was touched by the Master. One touch from the Master and you will never be the same again. Amen. Fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her body, came and fell down. If she came down, fell and came down and worshipped him. Are we prepared to do that this morning? To fall down before him and worship him? She wasn't worried about the crowd. She wanted to get to Jesus. Fell down before him and told him all the truth. See, we need to live truthful lives. Truthful before one another and truthful before God Almighty. Amen. And he said unto her, "Daughter." Nobody knows what he called her. Daughter. Don't miss that now. That's very important. This is a different teaching. He says to her, "Daughter, thy faith," here we are, "thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." You know something? She was not only healed, but she was saved, because her faith saved her, because she was made totally whole. Amen. Honest, as I've read this account, as I've read this story, what's your story this morning? Where are you with God? What issues are you going through? Just like this woman, she had a problem. Issues of life come upon us all. There's none of us exempt from them. We all go through troubles. We all go through pressure. The pressure of life. Maybe your home life. Maybe relationships. Maybe sin. That's a big one. Maybe sickness. There's so much here, folks. Whatever you're dealing with. Maybe your heart's broken. I lost my dear friend last Sunday, David Robinson. And my heart was broken. David Robinson from Bottle Hill. Not the David Robinson local. A man of God I've known this 30 years. And he went home to be with his master. You know something? while we may remain on this earth, treat one another lovingly. Treat one another kind. David and me has ministered together for 30 years, and we never had a cross word. Yes, maybe we certain things in scriptures, we maybe seen different, but we never cross swords. And I made it my objective that I would never cross the sword with my friend. And if we live lives like that, I think I said the last Sunday I spoke here, keep short accounts with one another. Love one another. If we want to go forward. When we meet a Christian who's hard and callous, it's quite tough. Needs a change of heart. That's what that Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 said. A change of heart. But you know, as I go on, maybe the issue you have is fear. You're fearful of whatever. You know what the Lord would say unto you, fear not, neither be dismayed, for I am with thee. That's the word of God. Fear not, for I am with thee. You know, as we go through this life, dealing with issues, in the journey of life, many issues, health, finances, you name it. There's so much that I could say here, but I'm cutting it short for time's sake. But you know something, as we go through these issues in life, may we make it our objective to live a lifestyle pleasing unto the Lord. With all the pressure and everything about it, may we be well pleasing unto Him. I want to ask you a question this morning. What's troubling you? Come to the Master this morning, even as you sit in your chair. Sometimes we need a good cry. I had a good blurt when David Robinson passed on, and I'm not ashamed to stand here and say that. I cried my eyes out. Because someone, it was like David and Jonathan, broke my heart, but I knew he's round the throne and he's worshipping him. Sometimes big men would need to cry. Sometimes big men would need to be broken. Because sometimes we can get hard. Sometimes we can get emotionless. But there's nothing wrong with shedding tears. After all, the shortest verse in the Bible, and it says, and Jesus wept. It makes me think, and Jesus wept. You know something? Maybe you're getting no breakthrough. Maybe you're getting no breakthrough. Come and talk to someone. Come and talk to Pastor Tommy. Pour out your heart. It'll be all confidential. Whatever it is, Tommy will not worry what it is. He won't be talking. He will be talking to God. Sometimes, many a time with David Robinson, I came and I poured my heart out to him. He'd have brought me into his wee office and I'd have plumped myself down. And the big man would have said, what's wrong? And I poured my heart out to him. Many a time we'll cry together. We'll hug one another. We'll love one another. We'll love one another in Christ. Pour out your heart. Don't carry it any longer than you should. Because I believe that's why there's so many Christians that's weighed down. They're weighed down with burdens. They're weighed down with the issues of life. And they don't know who to turn to. Mind you, these men of God are getting less. Jim McCallum, David Robinson, David Green over there 2 or 3 years ago. Tremendous men of God. Men here this morning, I wanna challenge you. Will you come up to the mark? Will you come up to your position where you should be? You've run away too long. This man here in the front needs help. Take your rightful place. I'm saying this from my heart. I'm not saying it to please Pastor Tommy. I'm saying it to please Almighty God. Because we need men to stand up for the truth. I urge you, I challenge you. Whatever you're going through, you know something, face up to whatever you're going through and deal with it. And walk ahead and walk forward with God in your calling. Because there's people here this morning and you know you're calling and you're neglecting it. I can speak from experience. I run away from God, which I'm not proud of. But I can't change that. But all I can change is the now, the right now. Just like you, the now. You can change it. You can go forward in Him. You know something, friends? We have a mighty God, a God that loves us. Mind you, a God that gives the second and the third chance. And I am so glad He does. That's what He done for me. And He'll do the same for you. As we get back to this woman, and I'm finishing shortly. She was suffering. Are you suffering this morning? She'd spent all she had on physicians. We saw this lots of times. And instead of getting better, getting worse. But you know the lovely thing about it, as she had spent, she was broke. Because the Bible says she spent all. But when she heard of the lovely Jesus, that changed things in her life. Faith arose in her heart. And I will pray this morning that faith will arise in all our hearts this morning. That we will rise up and go forward. Amen? Just like this woman, that we will be determined that nothing will stop us. Think about this woman. She was weak. Are you weak this morning? Are you weak with some ailment? Are you weak in your faith? Are you weak in your mind? Come to Christ. He'll set you free. Maybe you feel unclean for something that you've done. You know something? He cleanses the wickedness of the wickedness of the hearts of people. This woman wasn't clean in a different way, according to the Levitical law. And you know, thirdly, she was miserable. And there's a lot of Christians today are miserable because they need to come to the Master. They need to come and sit at His feet. I have made this statement before, but I saw something different last week. And I just felt the Lord had spoke to me. And I, even with what's going on in the country, and I'm not even going to get into Corona. And I've said in the past that we need to rise up. And you know what? Last week I found I was wrong. I've said we need to rise up and take what's rightfully ours. But it's the wrong road round. Instead of rising up, we need to get down on our knees and pray and seek the face of God. And then when we do that, and know when we know we have had an encounter with God, we can rise up and take what's rightfully ours. Amen. The answers to every issue in life is in Christ. And you know, as I finish, there's a lovely scripture in... As I finish, there's a lovely scripture. Maybe I've been plugging the wrong one, have I? Yep. Oh, sorry. As I finish, there's a lovely scripture found in Matthew 11 and 28. And it's a great invitation to come. Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. If a Christian hasn't got the peace of God in his life, he has got nothing. If he's heavy burdened. So this is the invitation this morning. Come. Don't come to Jackie McNeil. You can come and I'll talk to you. But I will be pointing you to him. Because I'm the signpost for Christ. And I can do nothing else. Only point you to him. And him alone. Come. He says, come on to me. What an invitation this morning. Regardless whatever you're going through. Will you come to Christ. And he'll meet every need. Come just as you are. Come with all your baggage. Come with all your issues. Come with all your problems. And you know something? He'll meet your need. Because as I finish, he's no disappointment. He's no disappointment. Amen. The sermon's finished, but there's something in my heart. There's two things in my heart as I finish. First of all, I don't want to condemn anyone. What I'm going to say, what I feel the Lord has put in my heart, I believe it's crucial. It's crucial in a lot of places. I hope the words that I have already spoke have been encouragement. They have been lifting up. They have been challenging. But what I want to say this morning, hallelujah. I got this the other day, and it hasn't left me. If someone carries a bag of stones with them all the time, and this is like an invisible bag of stones, and every time someone says something wrong, they start throwing the stones of hurt, throwing the stones of division. Now take this on board. Condemning. Stones of condemning. Stones of fault finding. Nitpicking. The Lord would say, stop throwing. Stop throwing them stones. Get rid of the bag. Get rid of the bag. Because this person knows who they are as I speak. Because you have been asking the question, why am I not going forward in God? And to be nice with you, that's the reason. You know, if I sit and start to find faults in a preacher or people around me or a fellowship around me, I can do it if I want to. But I'm not going to do it. Because you know what? If I'm amongst them people too, that they will find faults in me. But we are supposed to love one another. And the Lord would say, get rid of the bag. And then you'd stop throwing the stones. The Bible says, he that's without sin cast the first stone. Another scripture I got is he that soweth discord amongst brethren. He that soweth strife. And the book of Proverbs says that God hates that. This is quite, I find this quite hard and difficult to announce it, but has it been heavy in my heart? I need to announce it to be obedient to God. The second one I got this morning as I was meditating. As I was meditating, I see someone in a boxing match, in a boxing ring. And this is very short, and I'm just giving what came in a boxing match, and you're ready to throw the towel in, and the Lord would say unto you, don't quit. Whoever you are, or maybe there's someone listening, going to be listening to this, don't quit. We're all in the boxing match. We all go through these issues. It's like a boxing match in life. There's thumps along the way. Don't throw the towel in. Don't quit. Look to God and He will take you through. I've finished now and I'm going to hand it over to Pastor Tommy. And I thank you all for listening. And I pray that God will bless you all, that you will have a God-blessed week. Be encouraged. Keep going. Don't let nothing deter you, even as you go through this journey in life. In Jesus' name. Father, just bless your people. Meet their needs. Comfort them. Lead them and guide them. Bless this ministry. Bless Pastor Tommy that leads it. And Father, that you will just lead them in the way you want them to go. And through it all, there will be blessing. There will be a harvest, we pray. In Jesus' name. And we give you thanks. And we give you honor. And we give you all the glory. Because we ask these things in the lovely and in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one, and I really appreciate the word this morning with our brother Jackie. And I've asked brother Jackie to stay here, and if anyone wants prayer, you know, we want to have that freedom. What if you want prayer? And you know, maybe some people wouldn't come to me to talk things over, that's all right, but if brother Jackie's here, he's a stranger to some people, maybe you'd feel confident to come up to the brother Jackie. And I want to give that opportunity while I make the announcements in the moment. Brother Gary's going to come and sing. But if you want prayer, don't miss your opportunity. Maybe you're going through something, or just come up and talk with the brother Jackie, and he'll certainly pray for you and pray with you. And we want to thank the Lord. You know, it's strange times we're living in over the lockdown. People's different ideas, the way things should be done. I myself have tried to go by the leadership of the Lord to the best I can. That's all I can do. And it's hard to please everybody, and I know I'm doing this 30 years. You'll never please everybody. It's impossible. But then you have to please God. That's the thing, you see. That's the thing. Are we pleasing God? And you know what pleases God? Faith. Faith pleases God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So the Lord bless you, Brother Jackie, and I want to say this evening at 4:30, we'll be going to a new venue. And I told you a few weeks ago, I know people didn't take me serious. Sometimes I say things and they say, we've heard it all before, that's good. But you know, I've tried to get a hall where we could meet. A hall that would please everybody. Now, this one mightn't please everybody either. But I've got a hall anyhow. And I've prayed hard about it. And the Lord's opened this up. And the fellas says it's ready. So we're going to meet tonight in Lochbricklin Orange Hall at 4:30. Lochbricklin Orange Hall will possibly still continue here on Sunday mornings. I'll talk with the deacons, the elders, about that, how they feel about it. But we're going to meet tonight. Those that can meet. I know on Sunday nights, some of our fellowship is going to other meetings. That's fine. But, you know, I want you to come to your own meeting. If you believe this is where God's called you, I want you to come to your own services. We want to reach God together. As our brother said, we want to go forward together. I have a wee book in that car there. And I just want to share this briefly. And I didn't plan any of this. 2003, I started to write down things that I felt the Lord was leading me to do. And in 2003, I felt to take Donna Cloney Orange Hall. And if it wrote in that book, you can read it. And those people got saved in their meetings. And Jeff and Suzanne came to them services and they were only going out. They weren't even married. And they both got married and they came to the Lord. There's a wee man came in one of their meetings and was drunk and he got saved. Some of you mightn't even remember that. There was a drug addict came to them from Ballymena and he got saved. God's done a lot of things that we've forgot about. But I'll tell you this, a lot of people got saved in 2003. A lot of people got saved. I didn't go and ask, do you think I should do this or that? I asked God. That's who I asked God. And I know the Lord's called me. I don't need somebody to tell me that God's called me. I know God has called me to do a work. And those that feel you want to go on with me, I want you to come on with me. And I'm going to go forward. Amen. Regardless, I'm going forward. Yeah. And I've had a lot of opportunities and openings to go other places. And I don't say that boastfully, that's the truth. I've turned them down on more than one occasion because I felt to be here because God wants to do something. And I've been faithful the best I can. So I want to encourage you, those that want to go forward, those that want to go on. So, look, Bricklin Orange Hall, at 4:30, there's parking. Round the back of it, there's a big, massive car park. It's a fantastic hall. You can social distance at least 50 or 60 people in it. You have plenty of room. Now, if you want to wear a mask, you wear one if you want to. I will not be wearing one myself. Personally, I believe they're a waste of time. That's my own opinion. I don't believe the work. I believe it's fake. A mask is fake. But if you want to wear a mask and it makes you feel more comfortable to wear one, you wear one. I won't be condemning you. Come ahead and wear one. But we're going to be spaced out anyhow in the hall. It'll be well spaced out. In case somebody breathes on you. I wish the Lord, you know, think of the Lord Jesus. He breathed on them.
Yeah, come on.
He breathed on them.
Amen.
And they received the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
If a man is enough for the Holy Ghost, that's get him to breathe on you.
Yeah.
Now, not curse you.
No.
Or talk behind you.
Yeah.
But if he really had the Holy Ghost, he could breathe on you and something would happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want. We want the Lord to do that. So, come forward, anybody that wants prayer, and a brother Gary's going to come, but please, 4:30 this evening, those that want to continue on with myself as a pastor, and follow on whatever God's going to do, I don't even know myself, I'm open completely for the leadership of God. And I'm going forward, I want to tell you I'm going forward, I've got rid of a lot of things recently in my own life, because I'm going forward. And I want you to go forward with God as well. This country is ripe for revival.
Amen.
I know that sounds ridiculous, but I believe that. I really believe that. The Lord bless you. So hopefully we'll see you at 4:30 in Brickland Orange Hall this evening. The Lord willing, and He is willing. And I might do it on live on the evening services as a way of outreach. Maybe not. We can't get to Wednesday, but we're going to have either Tuesday or Thursday night. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully. We can't have the hall on the Wednesday. It's not possible. Somebody else has it. But we can have it on Tuesday night or Thursday night. So those that's on the church app, or if you're not on the church app, and you have my number, I'm sure everyone's my number, message me Tuesday or Thursday. So that I can take the biggest percentage. I'm happy to go either night, but I'm working with you whatever you feel best. But we need prayer meetings. Mm. Our brother Jackie put up yesterday, the Muslims pray 5 times a day, the Jews 3 times, and Daniel was a man of prayer. Hallelujah!
Yes, amen.
I tell you, we need to be people of prayer. Amen. So your message, what night suits you the best, and the Lord bless you all. I want to encourage you, and I believe the word has this morning. And the brother's going to be here for a moment or two. I want him to feel free in the spirit. And those that need prayer, you come. And Brother Gary's going to come. And I appreciate Brother Gary for his faithfulness leading the songs each week. I really appreciate it. And may the Lord continue to bless our brother and his family. And bless our brother Jackie and all those that took part in the meetings. Every preacher, our elders, our deacons, everyone that took part. I appreciate each and every single one. And I pray every day the Lord will bless you. God bless you all.
Amen. Let us sing that little chorus, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. to close in a word of prayer. Well, if you still want to remain behind for prayer, just let others away, still feel free to come. Amen. The Lord bless our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord. We know that your word will not return unto you void. We pray that you'll bless our brother Jackie, who brought your word this morning. And Lord, indeed, as the preacher said it, may the Holy Ghost continue to speak and to minister on. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray, giving God all the glory. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you, as we leave. Just sing a chorus or two as we leave to this conference.